three ready, days. Ready to name a starter for the quarterback?
No, not ready. Need more time. Yeah.
What has been your initial assessment for 3 days?
We're giving equal reps to three guys, and you guys know who the three are, and they're doing a good job. It's too soon to, you know, try to measure any separation or anything like that. I think we need to give everybody more opportunities before we start to try to make any kind of decisions. It's going to be a minute.
What did Bear show you in summer that said he warrants being in a three-man race with guys that have been in the program already?
It wasn't really about summer. It's just what he was in high school and just how quickly he's been able to learn. He's very smart. Very, very smart, and so he's up to speed. He needs reps as far as like chemistry with his teammates, but in terms of knowing what to do, he's been dialed every play.
Coach, with LJ, what do you see as a touches wise? How many touches would you like LJ to get per game?
A lot, yeah, yeah. I don't want to put it. I don't have an exact number, but we want him to touch the ball a lot this year. He's one of our best players. He's in great shape. He's really changed his body. I don't know if you guys have seen him, but he's leaned out a little bit, and he's one of the best players on this team.
Hung is not on the roster today. Can you update us on what his status is?
Yeah, the only thing I can say about that is he's got some personal issues and not going to be with us this year.
Will you begin Hinkley Rapati back?
Hope so. Yeah, we're waiting. We've appealed to the NCAA for another year, and from what I know about it, I believe that he should get another year from what I know about the case, but I don't know if that will happen or not. We're waiting. We would love to have him back. And I want to point out what a critical player he was for us last year. And you know, we won 11 games, and he was a huge part of our success, and we would love to have him back.
Is the appeal centered around medical year or the JUCO?
It's a variety of things. Yeah, there's it's mostly, I don't want to go into all the details, but you guys know he had a variety of injuries. He junior college guy. You've got the COVID year involved in there too, so we're hopeful.
How's your offensive line looking so far? I know that you finally put the pads on today, so probably your first real day.
Good, yeah, today was first day in pads, but we feel like we have depth there, and we should be able to run the ball.
Gentry and Jada are kind of the two guys at tackle. Have they been what you expected them to be?
So far, yeah. I expect those two to be our starting tackles, Gentry at right and Jada at left. And I have a lot of confidence in both of them.
In the tight end room, is there anyone that kind of stood out? I know it's early. But
Carson Ryan. Yeah, he's really stood out, as he did in spring ball. And then there's some other good players there. We're just working through how that will shape up, but I like that group's improved for sure. Yeah.
You're no stranger to structuring quarterback battles, but yeah. How challenging was this when you have your whole outlook of the position change in the summer?
Well, it's always a challenge, but I've been through this enough times. I hope that people will have some confidence that we can get this done. We've done it before, and we have a good process that we go through to basically what we're going to do is we're going to work through it and the whole team's going to watch it happen. And so whenever that starter is named, everybody on the team will be, you know, we'll know, oh yeah, of course, that we just watched it happen on the field. And so we'll just keep working our way through it, just as we've done in the past with Jaron and Baylor, Zach and Jaron and Baylor, et cetera, right? We've been through this before last year with Gary and Jake, and we'll do it again.
Do you have a timeline in your mind at all, or you just want to play out however long it takes?
Well, no, there's no deadline, but the sooner the better. You know, I mean, I would prefer not to be naming a starter on game day. You know, but you have to let it play out a little bit too. If you rush it, then you can create some other issues as well. So we need to let them compete for a little while. I know you guys are going to keep asking me every time, but I have to let them compete for a little while so we gather enough information to make a good decision.
We saw a pick from Bear today and then a pick from Tracy. Yeah. How are they handling taking care of the football and turnover? What's that number?
Good. The one Bear had was kind of silly because we asked him not to scramble today. He's just a tiny bit, just a little something that we're like, hey, don't scramble. He's taking every rep. He's practiced. And he kind of should have just should have just held on to the ball and kind of jogged his scramble. So that's a good lesson for a freshman. But, yeah, taking care of the football is number one. That's number one job.
How is Barrett coming along with the playbook?
Yeah, as I already mentioned, he's brilliant. I mean, he's very smart, and he knows the whole offense already. He needs chemistry and reps with his teammates, with his receivers, with the pass protections. But he knows what to do every play, and he has shown that. His assignment-wise, he is very sharp.
How is Tiger fit in so far?
Doing a great job. Tiger's going to play for us a lot. He's a good player, really good player. Yeah, he'll be an important player on this team.
Will you declare which one's smarter? Because I know that they've had their own debate.
Yeah, I mean, well, Tiger graduated from Stanford in 2.5 years, speaks Chinese, flies airplanes. What else does he do? I mean, he's that guy. The guy. they're interesting.
What's the status of Whalers? We haven't seen him in action. The media windows. What's?
He's dealing with a minor thing. We're just being really careful with him because Whalen's going to start for us, and so we're just trying to be super smart. It's nothing. Nothing major.
And just to follow up on that, how are you? Guys that are proven commodities like a Chase, yeah, and LJ and Waylon, do you have that luxury to kind of sideline them with that quarterback battle? Do you want that chemistry? How are you juggling?
Yeah, good question. It's a fine line, you know, with your proven players. That's why we're holding Waylon right now. We know who Waylon is, and we know what he's going to do for us this year. And so we want to get him enough reps to be sharp but keep him healthy. And same thing with Chase Roberts and LJ and, you know, some of our proven guys. So if you hold them back too much, then they get rusty. But you have to also be smart and get to the first game as healthy as you can.
You touched on this a little bit with LJ, how many touches you want to give him, and in light of Pokai and Eagle and all that. But how do you feel overall about the depth at running back and the guys? I mean, you mentioned you want to give LJ tons of rest. Do you feel confident in the guys that are behind him to kind of buoy him?
Jovessa DeMooney hasn't played for us yet, but he's a good player. He's doing a lot of good things in practice, and he's kind of different than those other guys. He's a speed guy and a really good receiver, and I've seen good things from Logan Payne at running back as well. In spring ball, he did a great job, and he's doing good things out here, and Preston Rex is showing up at running back too. He's doing a great job there. We've moved him there, and really, he's been a pleasant surprise through three practices how well he's doing.
Last one for Coach.
I wanted to ask one more thing. You promoted Matt Mitchell to assistant QB coach. What role is he going to have in you know, deciding this QB along with you and Kalani?
Same role he's already had. He's been an integral part of our coaching staff. Huge in the development of our QBs. You know, we team up together on that. He's had a big role in our game planning. It's the whole time he's been here. When we lost him to Baylor, we missed him, and we fought to get him back. And we just felt like naming him that title was just a way of showing him our appreciation for how much he does for our program. He's a really good coach, and he's doing a great job.